tech team, another of whom was an orientation leader at Georgia. They're an Indian family, and they were some of my best friends growing up. And I would be over at their house when they would have their sort of their spiritual leader come over, and all of their Indian friends come over. They would always let me stay for that, and I would go over there and eat Indian foods and have dinner with them sometimes. So they're certainly present. Other faiths are certainly present, maybe just not on as large a scale, but it's certainly tolerated and certainly embraced.
Okay. So you said you lived in this house your whole life. Could you describe the house for me?
Yeah. Three-story house, originally a two-story house with cement walls and a very, very unfinished basement. With the state of disrepair it's in now, you might argue that it's not much farther along. So two-story house, garage, which was designed to fit two cars. Now we have four, now that my brother and I are older. Driveway, I guess I would describe it as a moderate, I can't say moderate size. I don't know, a medium-sized house, medium to large-sized house, medium-sized front yard. A backyard extends back across the creek into the woods a little ways. Made for a pretty ideal stomping grounds when my friends and I were younger, playing back in the woods and in the creek.
And was the house here before you guys lived here?
No, it was not. My dad was teaching classes at Georgia State University, teaching classes in accounting. And one of the gentlemen in his classes, in his class, was a builder. And my dad hired this guy to build our house for us, and sort of worked with him in designing it.
And how do you think this house compares to like the average house in Roswell?
Well, it's certainly not. I wouldn't call it. My preconception is that it's not really a modest-sized house, but compared to houses in Roswell, you might say that, or average, I suppose. I guess because this is one of the wealthier areas in the country, I've heard it's been said. So probably a modest-sized house, modest to average-sized house compared to those in Roswell.
Okay. And how was your life as a little kid in the house? Do you have any special memories or stories?
I've got tons of memories from this place, not from being inside the house, but more from being outside of it, out in the neighborhood. I actually got my bike fixed yesterday. I got in a pretty bad accident the other day up in Athens and brought my bike back to get it fixed at the bike shop here. And I brought it home, and I was dying to ride it so bad that I rode it around to St. Thomas Aquinas Catholic Church right next door to this neighborhood, and sort of rode in the back of the parking lot looking for the trails we used to ride, my buddies and I used to ride when we were 10, 11, 12 years old. And I actually went back there trying to look for the paths that we were riding that would go by the creek and back behind some of the houses in our neighborhood and end up back in our neighborhood. And I couldn't find the path. So most of my memories from childhood involved being down in the creek with these big rubber boots that my mom and dad would get us to for fear of snakes and other critters crawling around in the creek that might prove hazardous to our health. So most of my memories revolve around the creek and playing in the woods with my friends, pretending we knew how to skateboard and just riding our bikes all around creation.
Do you have a name for the creek that's out back?
We don't have a name for the creek, which is probably a crying shame, but no, we don't.
Okay. What kind of chores were you expected to do around the house?
Chores. There's the general clean your room that sometimes did get done, sometimes did not get done. My brother and I learned to wash our own clothes at a fairly early age, I would imagine. We both cut the grass. We got paid in addition to our meager allowance.